From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we will play Indonesian songs. Well, listener, I will begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Niko Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Indonesian Health Ministry has granted a distribution license for Genome C19, a diagnostic tool developed by researchers at University of Gajah Mada in Yogyakarta, that uses breath analysis to detect COVID-19. The regulator issued its permit on December 24, 2020, allowing the tools to be distributed, as it would help screen patients quickly. This was stated by the research team leaders, Professor Kuat Riana, in a statement on Saturday. With the license approved, the University of Gajah Mada or UGM team will begin distributing to the first batch of the Genome C19 test, which are being mass-produced using funds from the State Intelligence Agency, BIN, and the Ministry of Research and Technology. According to Triana's calculation, healthcare professionals will be able to conduct 120 tests per unit, with each test taking 3 minutes, including collection of breath samples of patients. With the first 100 units of Genome C19 ready to release, about 12,000 tests could be conducted in a day. Jakarta City Administration, through its Twitter account at DKI Jakarta, calls on its residents to celebrate 2021 New Year's Eve at home. The capital city government bans celebratory events, such as firecracking, that may create crowds. In addition, all tourism businesses are asked to abide by the said operating house. Dinners, shops, cafes, bars, restaurants, including those in hotels, cinema, and tourist destination, must limit the operating hours of only open until 9 p.m. They are also asked to limit the number of visitors to 50% of the maximum capacity. On December 24 to 27 and December 31st, January 2021, the maximum operating hours is set until 7 p.m. As for cinema, the last movie show time is set at 7 p.m. The business that are allowed to operate should implement the health measures, while food and beverage business are allowed to offer their online delivery service outside the set operating hours. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs stated that there were no Indonesian citizens who were affected or were victims of the explosion in the city of Nashville, Tennessee, United States. Judah Nugraha, head of the Directorate of Protection for Indonesian Citizens and Indonesian Legal Entities at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, said on Saturday that no Indonesian citizens were victims of the explosion in Nashville. The explosion in downtown Nashville occurred on Christmas Day at 6:30 a.m. local time. The explosion allegedly came from a caravan or RV, which was parked in front of the U.S. telecommunication company representative office building. Until now, no party has been responsible for the explosion. Let's move on to the international news. The United Kingdom will roll out Oxford University COVID-19 vaccine from January 4th. The government hopes to give the first dose of either the Oxford vaccine, which has been licensed to pharmaceutical companies AstraZeneca, or the Pfizer vaccine to 2 million people over the next 2 weeks. The Oxford vaccine is expected to be approved by medical regulators in a day. French health authorities reported 3,093 new coronavirus infections over the past 24 hours on Saturday, sharply down from the 20,000-plus figure recorded over the 2 days before Christmas Day. But the number of people hospitalized for the disease increased by 85, at 24,477, the first increase in 6 days. France will launch its vaccination campaign on Sunday along with most of other European Union countries. Its COVID-19 death toll increased by 146 versus Friday to 60,573, the seventh highest globally. Health officials in Ontario said on Saturday that two confirmed cases of the new coronavirus variant first detected in the United Kingdom have appeared in the Canadian province. Scientists says the variant is about 40% to 70% more transmissible than the original strain. Several other countries, including Australia, Italy and the Netherlands, says they detected cases of the new strain. The Canadian cases identified in a couple in southern Ontario with no known travel history, exposure or high-risk contact came as the province went into a lockdown on Saturday. A fire killed at least 7 people and injured several others on Saturday at a private hospital that was treating coronavirus patients on the outskirts of the Egyptian capital Cairo. The fire broke out at about 9 a.m. local time at Misr al-Amal Hospital in El Obour, some 30 kilometers northeast of central Cairo, and according to initial investigation was caused by an electrical fault. Security and medical sources said the hospital was evacuated and closed and patients were transferred to a public hospital in Cairo. Listener, that was the news. I'm Niko Kusumawadi. President Joko Widodo officially appointed 6 new ministers and 5 deputy ministers after reshuffling of the advanced Indonesian cabinet at the State Palace, Jakarta. The 6 new ministers are Social Minister Tri Risma Hari Ini, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno, Minister of Trade M. Lutfi, Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Sakti Wahyu Trenggono, Minister of Religion Yakut Khalil Khumas, and Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin. In addition to the 6 ministers, the president also appointed 5 deputy ministers and several people to fill the position of leadership of state high institution. Head of Finance and Banking at the Central Executive Board of the Indonesian Young Entrepreneurs Association, Ajib Hamdani, in his comment hopes that the performance of the government will be even better with the formation of a new cabinet. Quoted from kontan.co.id, Ajib hopes that the next 2021 will be the best opportunity to be able to rebound the economy with the new advanced Indonesia cabinet structure. Meanwhile, the Indonesian Listed Companies Association, AEI, hopes that the new ministers from the cabinet reshuffle appointed by President Joko Widodo can work quickly in determining strategic steps in related fields. Quoted from business.com, Executive Director of the Indonesian Listed Companies Association, AEI, Samsul Hidayat, said that changes to several posts in President Jokowi's cabinet are expected to strengthen investors and business confidence in Indonesia's prospect in the future. He said the high investor confidence would have an impact on the acceleration of solving the problems currently facing Indonesia. This will also spur the business world to be involved in accelerating their business activities. That was this week Spotlight. Today in history will begin on December 27, 1945, when the World Bank is established with signature from 28 countries. The World Bank is an international financial institution that provides loans to developing countries for equity programs. The World Bank's official goal is poverty reduction. According to the Articles of Agreement of the World Bank, all decisions must be guided by a commitment to promote foreign investment, international trade, and facilitate capital investment. The World Bank was founded in December 27, 1945, after the international ratification of the agreement reached at a conference that took place from July 1 to July 22, 1944, in the city of Bretton Woods. Let's move on to December 27, 1945, when the Korean Peninsula is divided into North and South Korea. The Korean Peninsula is currently divided into two countries, South Korea and North Korea. Before the split, Korea was a single political entity for centuries, covering an area roughly the vicinity of the Korean Peninsula. I'll end with December 27, 2008, when the beginning of the Israel-Hamas conflict in the Gaza Strip happens. The 2008 until 2009 Israel-Gaza conflict refers to the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas, which occurred after the expiration of the six-month ceasefire. Israel launched airstrikes against the Gaza Strip. In response to rocket attacks from Gaza and Hamas, on January 17, 2009, Israel unilaterally declared a ceasefire in the conflict. 2 days later, Hamas also declared a ceasefire after Israel announced it would withdraw its troops from the Gaza Strip within 1 week. That was Today in History.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Madhav Chandra Sagur in India. He told that news in English language cannot to understand due to poor reception conditions. At the time, it was poor signal in his area. Hello, Mr. Madhav Chandra Sagur. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. I'm really sorry because you cannot monitor our broadcast clearly due to poor signal at your area. If you miss some of our segments, you can find out at voinews.id. Just click audio segment. You can enjoy again our broadcast at that day. Thank you. Special for you, I will play a beautiful song. Here is the song.
Telah ku coba untuk mengerti, tapi kau terus sakiti hatiku lagi. Aku tak tahu apa salahku hingga kau bisa begini hianati aku. Ajari aku melupakanmu karena terlalu aku mencinta. Bagaimana caranya agar aku lupa? Ajari aku untuk membencimu karena betapa ku
thank you. You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Bali and West Nusa Tenggara provincial's government built synergy and collaboration in order to support all preparation for the MotoGP 2021, which will be held at the Mandalika Circuit, Central Lombok Regency. The governor of West Nusa Tenggara, Zulkifli Mansyah, said the tourism development between Bali and West Nusa Tenggara, which are two adjacent provinces, was no longer about competition, but how to build collaboration to build tourism together. In a written statement received by Antara on Monday, the West Nusa Tenggara governor said, "With the MotoGP event, all regions have the same opportunity to build synergies and collaborate to make the event, last held in Indonesia 23 years ago, a success." He appreciated Bali province, which has supported the existence of West Nusa Tenggara province as the host of the Mandalika MotoGP event 2021. In addition, the governor of West Nusa Tenggara hopes that through cooperation and collaboration between the two, in the future, it can produce innovation that can improve the welfare of the people in both provinces. Meanwhile, the governor of Bali, Wayan Koster, admitted that the international event was not only the pride of West Nusa Tenggara, but the pride of all Indonesian people, including Bali province. So all regions, according to him, must be able to contribute optimally. He stated that Bali, with open arms, will help develop the tourism potential of West Nusa Tenggara province. Among other things, how to further promote local wisdoms, such as efforts to maximize the potential of existing tourist villages, particularly with regard to support for connectivity in facing the grand event of the world's motor racing. Bali has also made a number of preparations. One of them is by developing the capacity of Padang Bay Port. So, the plan of river, lake, and crossing transportation is an integral part of the Bali provincial government's efforts to support Mandalika Lombok in terms of the development of its seaport. Not only that, he also strongly supports the creation of better connectivity between Bali and West Nusa Tenggara, East Nusa Tenggara in the future, especially to develop tourism. That was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir. How are you today? I have listened to audio of our broadcast that was sent by you. It was quite clear. Thank you very much, because we can know how clearly our broadcast can be received at your place. As appreciation, we'll play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Akan aku ungkap Apakah arti cinta sejati bila menuju ke arah yang tak pasti?
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
There is a typical food that is very popular with local people and tourists called berego. At first glance, berego is like lontong, Indonesia's popular rice cake. But in fact, it is very different. Lontong is made of rice wrapped in banana leaves and has an oval shape. Even though both are oval in shape, berego is made from a mixture of rice flour and sago flour. The two types of flour are mixed and then poured into a plastic or woven container, then steamed until cooked. Once cooked, the sheet of the flour mixtures are rolled into long white oval shapes. After that, berego is steamed until cooked. The texture of berego will be chewy and dense. Typical Belitung food that is always present at celebration or big events. But every day, berego is usually served sliced in round pieces, the same as pieces of lontong. The pieces are then dosed with a very delicious fish curry sauce. The sweet and savory taste of fish will make berego even more delicious. In addition to being delicious with fish curry sauce, berego, which is a staple food and cannot be present alone without side dishes, is also delicious to eat with laksa and special belitung noodles. Berego can also be eaten with other options such as gonggong or snails, coconut milk with vegetables or peanut sauce. Made from simple ingredients and is a traditional culinary, berego is still around today. If you happen to be in Belitung, you should taste this berego, because as they say, if you don't try it, then you have never been to Belitung. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
harib COVID-19 di bakoikum til manazil.
Kisaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, my apologies to all of our regular listeners because there are so many Christmas and New Year greetings from our listeners around the world. Hopefully, this year will bring new happiness, new achievements, new goals, and a lot of new inspirations in your life. I wish you a happy new year loaded with happiness. Amen. As appreciation, we will play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Education regarding COVID-19 still needs to be continued to prevent transmission. Various media are used to educate the public, including through application on mobile phones. The students' team of the Product Development and Innovation Laboratory of the Department of Industrial Engineering, Faculty of Engineering, University of Indonesia, and Anoman Studio develop a mobile application called Corona Go as an effort to educate public on COVID-19 based on mobile phone games. Head of the laboratory, Dr. Amalia Susianti, in her statement said that this application was designed to provide education to people from various groups as an effort to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and provide data information on the number of COVID-19 in Indonesia. With this interactive and non-boring educational application, users are expected to be able to identify the right steps that must be taken during this pandemic. Corona Go application is a manifestation of the Faculty of Engineering, University of Indonesia Academic Community Service Program, as well as a contribution to support the government in preventing the transmission of COVID-19. The head of the Corona Go students' development team, Almir Hafiz Yusuf, said that they use a game approach on the device to make it easier to introduce preventive measures to overcome the spread of COVID-19. This game is described as a simulation of daily activities in this pandemic. There are 100 different combinations of activities offered. The scale of activities offered by Corona Go starts from households to traveling using public transportation. In this game, there are several activities that are passed, such as when the restriction was implemented for Jakarta's residents. Regarding its use, Almer said the first step, users are asked to choose an existing role, for example as an employee, housewife or students. Then user will face various games regarding daily activities that have been tailored to their respective roles. In addition, a number of interactive mini-games have been inserted for users so that they are not boring. Currently, the Corona Go application has been developed to the prototype stage. The development of the Corona Go application is carried out with grant support from Directorate of Community Service and Empowerment of the University of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
V
Förhindrande di übertragung skete des COVID-19 virus, tue riktiges tragen von maske. Meine maske schützt dich, deine maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kesal dengan waktu yang tak pernah berhenti bergerak, barang sejenak agar ku bisa menikmati tawamu. Ingin ku berdiri di sebelahmu, menggenggam erat jari-jarimu, mendengarkan lagu Sheila on Seven seperti waktu itu. Kau di sisiku dan tunggulah aku di sana memecahkan. Bertanya-tanya, ingin ku bakar dia yang sering mention-mentionan denganmu di Twitter. Namun kau selalu meyakinkanku untuk tumbuhkan percaya, bukan rasa curiga. Dan tunggulah aku di sana memecahkan. Jamnya waktu menarik paksa kau dari pelukku, lalu kita kembali menabung rasa rindu, saling mengirim doa sampai nanti sayangku.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Voice of Indonesia. Now I will present you a song by Petra Sihombing. Petra's talent comes from a family who love music. Petra is not only good at singing, but also plays musical instruments such as guitar and piano. Petra's name has become increasingly well-known since his song, Mine became a hit. The song is included in Petra's second album entitled Pilih Saja Aku, which was released in 2012. The song Mine tells the story of a man who adores his lover so much and he wants her to be by his side forever. The song was released in two languages, Indonesian and English. Well, listener, here is the song Mine by Petra Sihombing.
Wajahmu, hatimu telah lama ku dambakan. Kamu yang sejak dulu aku nantikan. Ketika kau di sampingku berdebar rasa di hatiku. Diriku tersipu malu karena dirimu. Ku ingin kau milikku. Oh baby, I'll take you to the sky. Forever you and I.
You and I.
Dan kita kan selalu bersama. Cintaku selamanya jika kamu milikku. Milikku. Oh, oh. Senyummu, candamu selalu dapat ku bayangkan. Kamu yang sejak dulu aku nantikan. Dan kita kan selalu bersama. Cintaku selamanya jika kamu milikku. Kau milikku. No. No. You and I. Dan kita kan selalu bersama. Cintaku selamanya.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world. harimu hari ini. Apa itu karena sepatu flatmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai? Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci, membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, kini ku tahu apa yang lain darimu hari ini. Itu bukan karena sepatu flatmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai. Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci, membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci. Warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci, membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, cuma dirimu untukku bentuk cinta itu. Kamu, oh ya kamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sedikit bekas saja akan kehadiranku. Ku bukan angin lalu, ku juga bisa jenuh. Ku tak tahu maumu, walau sering bertemu. Jangan hanya kau butuh, baru aja ketemu. Bagaimana cara buat kamu mengerti? Ini ada aku di sisimu. Ini hanya halusinasi, memilikimu saat mimpi. Sampai kapan terus begini? Ku wanita punya hati. Kalau hati bisa memilih, ku ingin kau ada di sisi. Tapi ku takkan paksa diri, karena ku tahu diri.
peka saja akan kehadiranku. Ku bukan angin laut, ku juga bisa jenuh. Ku tak tahu maumu, walau sering bertemu. Jangan hanya kau butuh, baru aja ketemu. Bagaimana cara buat kamu mengerti?
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions and 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adala. See you on the next English program.